Okay, our worship through words today will be, the title is God on Trial. And this is, will be, first of all, Becky will relate to us the story of Job. And then after that, we will do a skit to sort of put that in a modern day version. So will you hear Becky and let your prayers be with us.
Let's open with a word of prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we ask that you open our ears this morning and help us to be hearers of your word, and that as we leave this place, we will be willing to be your servants in doing this word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our text this morning comes from 1 Peter 5, verse 10. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. It was time for the celestial council meeting with all of God's heavenly subjects. Generally, he looked forward to these times together. Satan himself, though appointed prince of the earth, showed up at the meeting. Let him come in, God announced. Let's hear what he wants. The messenger allowed Satan to enter the chamber. The other beings stared at this creature in front of them. He was the one who had caused war in heaven, and now he was back. Where have you been? God asked. I've traveled all over the earth, answered Satan, striding around the room. So in your travels, have you noticed my friend Job? Asked God. He's a true friend. He's loyal and honest. He doesn't want anything to do with evil. Sure, he's a friend, Satan sneered. That's because you've given him only good things. If he had some tough times, he wouldn't be such a good friend. All right, God said. You may test Job. You're in complete control of everything he owns. One restriction, though, you may not touch him. Agreed, Satan laughed. Job will turn from you so fast you won't know what happened. We'll see, God replied. Satan didn't waste any time. One day Job was at home thinking about how grateful he was to God for all that he had, houses, land, livestock, good health, and his family, and suddenly a messenger came through the door, crying, Master, I'm so sorry to bring you bad news. A group of outsiders, the Sabines, have attacked. They stole your livestock from the fields and killed all your servants except me. The servant hadn't even finished speaking when another messenger came running. Master, it was horrible, he said, falling at Job's feet. Fire fell from the sky, and all your sheep and servants were burned up. I'm the only one that escaped to tell you. A third messenger arrived. Master, the Chaldeans have stolen your camels and killed your servants. He exclaimed, only I escaped. When a fourth messenger arrived, Job thought, what now? Master, I have terrible news to tell you, the messenger said, weeping. All your sons and daughters were having a party at their oldest son's at your oldest son's home. Suddenly, a big wind came in from the desert and hit the house. It collapsed, and everyone died. I'm the only one left from that household. Up until this time, Job had neither said nor done anything. Now he groaned. He tore his robe. He shaved his head in mourning. Then, to his servant's surprise, he fell to the ground and he worshipped God. Satan, who had been watching with a huge smile, frowned at Job's devoted reaction. He vowed to change that at the next council meeting. God was ready for Satan. Job is blameless and honest. He loves me and hates anything evil, he said. And even though you tried to make him say evil things against me, he chose to praise me instead. It wasn't a fair test, Satan said. A man is willing to give up everything he owns to spare his own life. Let me hurt him. When he's in pain, he'll curse you. Okay, God agreed. You may do anything you want to him, except you cannot kill him. Agreed, Satan sneered. Satan caused Job to be covered with itchy, painful sores from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. The sores oozed and then developed horrible scabs that left deep scars. Job sat hour after hour in the ashes, mourning his dead children and scraping his sores. Finally, his wife said to him, "How can you continue to praise God? Why don't you just curse him and die?" But Job wouldn't say anything against God. Instead, he asked, "Do you think we should accept only the good things from God and not the bad?" Although Job had many questions, he trusted God. He believed that God would not let anything happen to him that he couldn't use for his purpose, even if the purpose was to show the world how evil Satan was. The sooner everyone understood that, the sooner God would put an end to evil. Job knew that he could trust in God's loving care.
Is it okay to be angry at God?
Well, he created all of our emotions. I think maybe he knew we might feel angry toward him sometimes.
What are you angry about?
My dad is in the hospital.
Oh no, is it serious?
Well, he had an accident with his tractor. He was trying to help someone. It's not fair.
You know, life often isn't fair, Eula. God understands that you're angry.
How did your dad feel?
He just says that he knows God protected him from being killed.
My mom says God doesn't cause bad things to happen. Sometimes he just doesn't stop them.
Like how?
Remember the story of Job?
Yes.
God let Satan test Job, but he was with Job the whole time.
Oh, I wish I understood God better. I hope he isn't angry with me for the way I'm feeling right now.
There's nothing you can say or do that would ever make God stop loving you. And that rhymes.
Thanks, Pindar. But I'm still not over this angry feeling. My dad has a badly broken leg and can't use it for a long time.
But it will heal eventually. And God is the only one who can heal it. He created it.
Sorry to hear about your dad, Eula.
Thanks. I am too. And I'm also upset that I'm still angry that he got hurt trying to help someone.
God didn't seem to be upset with Job when Job thought God was unfair.
Hey, guys. I've just been listening to your conversation. But we do know that God did set Job straight.
Set him straight?
He told Job that he was the creator and the sustainer.
Sustainer?
Yes. He would sustain or take care of Job, even if Job didn't understand.
Well, I don't know how God is going to take care of our family if my dad can't work for 6 weeks.
That reminds me of a verse that I just learned. I was young, and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. It's in Psalms somewhere.
Well, Eula, I guess that means you don't have to beg for bread.
I think it also means that your dad is in God's hands, even though you don't understand why he got hurt.
I guess I'd better ask God for a little more trust instead of worrying about feeling angry.
How is your dad, Eula?
Yes, and how are you? Are you less angry?
Well, my dad is home and joking around as usual, but he can't move much or do any work.
Who's helping him do the farm work?
My aunt and uncle were visiting us when it happened. My uncle took my dad to the hospital.
See, God knows you would need them.
Yes, they were supposed to come last month, but couldn't.
That's God for sure, always on time.
I'm learning a lot more about God. My dad says that he trusts God even if he always doesn't understand them.
Remember we were talking about Job? God spent time with Job, and Job seemed to feel better about all the things he couldn't understand too.
I think God tried hard to help us know him.
Yes, and even after all of Job's questions, God made his life much better at the end.
Like you guys have made my life better. Thanks, guys.
That is us.